May your name be exalted. May your name be hallowed. Awesome God, we give you praise. We welcome each and every one of you on the Moment with Charles. And I'm so thankful and so excited that you are here. What is my topic for today? The topic is the power of decree. God has given you authority to decree your will, your heart desire over situations, over circumstances, over conditions surrounding your life, over situation decrees, over the event in your life. What is decree? Decree is given from a higher power to a lower power. For example, from the president would decree something about the nation to the entire country, and everybody has to follow you through. Your boss at work will decree something about do not come to work late, and you have to follow it. But the word decree is almost to the point of a power force or a military or a higher authority imposing, insisting, commanding, bringing their will over a lower person. But in the spirit realm, God has given us an authority to move in the same capacity as in the army or in the presidential position or in leadership. The Bible says we have been given dominion over the work of God's hands. So we have power and we have authority to use the authority God gave us and decree, as military man will decree, as the government will decree, as the local police chief will decree, as a mother or a father will decree concerning the young children. So God has given us the same ability to decree concerning what we are not happy about. What are you not happy about today? Marriage, decree against the situation that you are not happy about. What are you not happy about? Money, decree the money come into your family in the name of Christ Jesus. What are you not happy about? Decree over the situation, sickness or disease, decree against them in the name of Jesus. Anything that you are not happy about, that is standing in the way of your happiness, by the decree of the blood of Jesus, where the authority is transferred to you, then you can impose your heart desire according to the Holy Spirit direction over the circumstances. The Bible says we are soldiers for Christ. You know that song? Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. We are soldiers marching to war. And as soldiers, what do? We decree, with Jesus being the captain of our journey, we have been given the authority to decree over situation. Let us pray right now. Father God, anyone that is here today that is going through a situation of nightmare, disaster, and failure, we thank you for the anointing of the power of decree from the blood of Christ Jesus and the finished work on the cross. We are able to bring a change over our situation. So today, this morning, this afternoon, this evening, on the Moment with Charles, I'm telling you, decree against the horrible situation that you are not happy about. Decree against the circumstances that is standing in front of you. Decree against that sickness that is staring in your face. Decree against that woman, that man who does not like you, who doesn't want to see you succeed. Decree against all your enemies, that principalities and powers, that dominion, that wicked spirit in higher places. Decree against all of them in the name of Jesus. Let me show you how I will decree against the spirit of the enemy. Father, I decree in the name of Christ Jesus, and I release the authority by the blood of Jesus against every power of darkness concerning my life. Thank you for being with me on the Moment with Charles. God bless you. Bye for now. May God go with you. May God lead you. May God direct you. May His glory and power surround you until we meet again. Go and decree against any situation you are not happy about. You have dominion and authority by the blood of Christ Jesus and the finished work on the cross. You are a soldier of the cross of Jesus. Take authority and exercise power to your favor. I decree your favor and your blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.